When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
The first time we did this episode, it was so popular that we've got to do another one. And I'm so pleased because we love talking about fashion, don't we?
Yeah. Welcome to today's Spring Fashion Q&A part two. There were so many questions that we didn't get to. Spring Fashion Q&A part two. Do you want to kick us off, Georgia?
Yeah, I'm going to kick us off with this one. The staples for spring. I'm currently 4 months pregnant.
Oh, I think this one as well, George.
Yeah, I think there's two parts of this because I think we could do spring staples. You know, if you're not pregnant, you are pregnant. And then some good options if you are pregnant as well. Because actually, it can be so difficult when you're pregnant, especially at 4 months, because you might not have a huge bump right now, but you'll know that you're going to, as we get into summer, you know, the bump is going to be there. And so what fits you right now is not going to fit you in 2 months' time. This is when the growing happens. What would you say that your spring staples are?
Okay. I was having a little look through my wardrobe as well and did a little bit of research online. So for me, nice, crisp white t-shirt. I know it sounds ridiculous, but you need to make sure you've got three of these. That's what I think, in your wardrobe. I love the ones from Naked Fashion and Arquette. They're my favorite. They're really great quality. I've also got a really great Breton like t-shirt that I got from Next. It's thick. So, you know, because it's not high summer, you know, it's end of March, beginning of April. So it's still quite chilly.
Yeah, it's still cold. They just
work really, really well under things like the transitional jackets. So a trench or like one of your quilted numbers that everyone loves so much.
Love a quilted number.
And they just go with everything. They work with jeans, they work with wide leg trousers. And there's nothing worse, in my opinion, than wearing a t-shirt that's slightly grey, that's got stains down the front of it. Just get rid of them and just spend, you know, 30 or 40 quid on a couple of new t-shirts that will work with everything. If you're, for this particular question, ribbed bodycon dresses.
Oh my god, this is what I wrote down.
Favorites when I was pregnant. I wore them all the time because you can wear a great oversized shirt on the top with it. You can also, if it's a bit chilly, you can wear them with tights. You can wear a jacket over the top. You can wear a nice cardigan over the top. And they just, as the bump expands, they just work with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I spotted a couple on H&M. There's two.
Yeah, me too.
There's one that's like $12.99 and one that's $15.99. And they both look really good options. And also, I think the rib, like, as opposed to without ribs, they're so much more flattering and you feel a bit more secure in a ribbed bodycon dress. I wore them so much as well. Like, just, they become, you could probably buy like quite a few colours if they're at that price. And also, because they're not straight maternity, you can wear those after as well. I just love the fact, yeah, exactly, like Zoe said, with the trench. In fact, on H&M, there's an amazing cropped trench, which was thinking, that's quite a good option with a bump. Because it's going to sit, that all the crop jackets that are around for spring are perfect because they're going to sit above the bump. So you're not going to have to worry about it. And then when you've had the baby, you're still going to be able to wear it. And I think that is key when you're pregnant and you're shopping for maternity clothes. Look at things that you can wear right now. there will be things, you know, you're going to have to invest in probably a pair of maternity jeans or a pair of maternity trousers. Like, there's no getting away from that. But there are so many other things that will see you through.
Yeah, agree. And I also would really lean into the bomber trend that we're seeing everywhere. I've got two bombers in my wardrobe at the moment. They're both from Matalan.
Yeah,
they are both £25. One is like a crushed grey, and it's that really lovely kind of crushed wool, and that will work obviously taking you through into spring. And the other one is a khaki one, and it's really cool. I sized up, and they're just such a bargain, and you can't go wrong with them. And again, they work with everything. So I put that down. I also put, like, I think if you're pregnant, like a midi skirt is actually quite flattering.
You can, because you can wear them over the top of the bump as well.
Exactly. Really great. And then with a great pair of trainers and a nice little bomber jacket, you'll be set. You'll look the chicest mama around.
You absolutely will. And don't forget accessories as well. We said it in the last episode, but if you don't want to spend money on clothes right now, then, you know, treat yourself to a great pair of gold hoops, you know, like Monica Vinader, or like, actually, we love Emma Louise Accessories. She's followed us for a long time. She's a mum with her own business. So, you know, go on there, treat yourself to that kind of thing, because that's the stuff that, yeah, it doesn't matter if you've got a huge bump or not. You still can still wear it.
I'm going to go here. So I'm going to go spring fashion inspo that's also breastfeeding friendly. So I did a bit of research on this. And I also think the first thing to do is have a look at Ashley James's Instagram. She's still breastfeeding. She's doing an incredible job at it. And she's obviously out and about working and at home. So she's kind of, there are a lot of clothes that are working very hard for her at the moment. But anything with, we always say this, anything with buttons, for example, really great. There's loads of amazing shirts on the high street at the moment. And they work really well as we go into spring. You can just button them down. You could wear one of those little vests underneath it that you could unclip, and you'll just be good to go. So anything like that, anything that's got a zip on it, I also think is really amazing. So like some of the dresses and stuff, little zip at the top, and then you're there. Strappy tops with a really nice cardigan, I wrote down as well, because I thought I saw Ashley doing that.
I was going to say a strap top, even over a jumper, wearing a vest underneath like a jumper or underneath like a top, just having a vest is, you can make it work still.
Yeah.
But like Zoe said, actually, I've bought quite a few, like shirt cohorts. I got one from Next, which is like a stone linen-y colour, which is lovely. Yeah. And then I got another stripey set from River Island. It's blue and white stripes, shirt, and then wide leg elasticated trousers. And actually, they're two really good things, because you can dress those up even if it's hot, because you can get really sweaty when you're breastfeeding as well. Yeah. They're super, like, they're loose, light, but then, yeah, they look quite polished and smart and put together. But yeah, I think we've said this before, you know, like with breastfeeding, I think there's always a way around most things that you can still breastfeed in it. So don't feel like there's, like, don't limit yourself too much and think, oh, I can only wear that, because I think as you get into the flow of breastfeeding, you find that you can navigate it.
Do
what you feel comfortable in, but yeah, there is always a way around it. Lots of people have actually been asking about the padded gilet, and I'm sure I've said it before, I've got two. There's one from Never Fully Dressed. It's a jacket with removable sleeves. And I've also got one from Warehouse. You could probably get it on Vinted if you type it in. But there are loads of amazing Instagram brands as well that do these floral padded gilets. They're a bit more expensive, but yeah.
ASOS have got a really lovely one. It's ASOS Design. It's a quilted gilet, and it's got bows, and it's so pretty. So you can sort of tie it up at the front. It's a bit more high summer, but it's £50, and it will last and last and last. Yeah, really, really nice. Albrey as well. We love. The girls used to work, or they used to be part of Warehouse, didn't they? Or they used to work at Warehouse.
Yeah, they were definitely Arcadia.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, do you know what? I was going to say, they are everywhere. Like, Free People are amazing for a quilted jacket. Suzanne, if you want to go a little bit more expensive.
Oh, yeah, Suzanne.
There's so many around, but I think it's a good investment, especially in this country, because
I can't get on board with it. It's more of a George style. I've tried,
yeah,
but I feel a bit like Little House on the Prairie when I wear it.
But that's the beauty of things, isn't it? Like, you've got to wear what you feel comfortable in.
Let's move on to sustainable fashion jeans. So I am absolutely obsessed with nudie jeans. Have you got any, George?
I haven't got any, but I have seen them. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love everything they're about, and they are super sustainable as well. So they've got such a wonderful message. They are really transparent with, how they're made, their suppliers, you know, how they get from A to B, which I really love. They've also got, I mean, they are between 140 and 180 price point. But I think with good denim, if you are going to save up and buy one of the nudie jeans, they will last. And I mean, I've got denim that I bought 10 years ago that I'm still wearing.
Yeah.
So it is kind of worth spending a little bit more, I think, on like a pair.
Yeah, I was going to say as well, I think if you find a brand that you really like and that fits you really well, then by all means, like, yeah, invest in them. Like Cezanne, Citizens of Humanity, all of those brands as well. They're super sustainable. Like, you can look at their green messaging all over, you know, their websites and stuff. Because I think it's actually difficult to work out the sustainable brands, because there is like so much greenwashing in the industry. But definitely check out. I think you have to accept you are going to probably pay a little bit more, but also don't forget about, you know, looking on Vinted for a great pair of jeans, especially if you know the brand that you like. Go into Selfridges, try on the expensive pairs, then hunt them down on Vinted.
A good idea. George is obsessed with Vinted. You wait for the next podcast. If we're not sponsored by them. Yeah,
we really should be. I do really love it. Although I did get scammed, and I'm not joking. I did get scammed the other day. Yeah, I did. But I caught it early.
What do you mean?
So I bought something. Oh no, this is going to put people off. It won't, because actually they were really good and sorted it out. I bought some salopettes for skiing.
Yeah.
And paid for them. And then they said, oh, great, I've sent them. And then they said, here's the tracking. And then they literally just sent me a blank picture. So there was no tracking on the picture. And I was like, it's blank. And then I clicked on the person's profile, and they'd been like blocked from, like, I don't know, it just said like blocked.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, that's not right. So I got straight onto the help thing on there. And I think within 25, 30 minutes, they'd refunded me. Like, it was really good.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So
because I've just bought a pair of moon boots on there, and I'm now waiting. Yeah. Because you got me into it. You were like, just have a look on there.
They look like they've.
She said she's worn them once. So I'm waiting for them to arrive. And if they don't, I will also have been scammed.
You would have been scammed. But Vinted will sort it out. So, you know.
Okay.
It is all right. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
I'm stuck in an activewear rut. I work from home, so I don't have the incentive to dress smarter.
Interesting. I mean, I know
what's
exactly
wrong with activewear.
What that feels like, because I'm also stuck in an activewear rut. I'm currently sitting in my nice Farley activewear. But yeah, I know. And it's so easy to go to, isn't it? Even if you don't work out, I spend my days just in.
Yeah.
I'm either in activewear or I'm wearing jeans, a t-shirt, a jumper and a leather jacket.
That's quite smart. I mean, jeans, they're uncomfortable to sit around in. What? No one wants to do that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I do think it's hard, but... I think when you're working from home, you do want to be comfortable. Like, you, that's like the benefit of working from home, right? That you don't have to get dressed up and feel like being uncomfortable clothes. But I do think you can wear, this is what I do anyway, I just wear more luxurious fabrics that feel more, I don't feel slobby in. So like, I love Varley, like their tracksuit bottoms. They are just, they don't feel like slobby tracksuit bottoms. They feel like, the texture is like butter. They are beautifully soft. And if they look, you know, they're not creased, you wear, and they're clean and you're wearing a nice top or a nice jacket with them, I think you can still feel quite smart and put together, even when you are like wearing your comfies working from home. Because I do think you can easily just get into a rut of like just chucking on like whatever, because no one's going to see you. Yeah. And actually you can feel a bit... Bleh.
And also just to say, obviously Varley's quite a high price point, but yeah. I just went on to H&M because I was ordering eyelessen bits for skiing, and I can get her into sort of ladies, but XS. So I ordered a few bits for her, but they've got some lovely like matching sets there, like little joggers, and they were like $14.99, and they
feel great.
I've got loads of pairs. When the girls from Organized came round, they went through all my like hoodies and my tracksuit bottoms and stuff, and they were literally like, they're trying to go out to the skip. Like, what? Why? They're even these tracksuit bottoms don't want to be in your drawer any longer because they're so old and disgusting. What is wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know. And then they were just like, look, just spend, you know, 50, 60 quid and just get yourself a couple of new pairs. It'll make you feel so much better. Also, aside from joggers and a hoodie, because I hear that you want to be slightly smarter, get yourself a couple of pairs of really nice wide leg trousers with an elastic band around the waist, because you can tuck a really nice t-shirt into that and then you can put a nice sweatshirt on top, and you can actually feel, you know, nice accessories, you know, all the rest of it, nice pair of trainers, and you're not in active wear, but you're still in your comfies.
Yeah, I was going to say that there's so many like really nice wide leg trousers around, like the stripy ones. They look so cool. I mean, H&M have got them, M&S have got them, Bowdoin have got some, Hollister even have got like a really cool pair. Like, there are so many around, and they are essentially, you are basically wearing pajama bottoms, comfort level, but you know, you look a bit more put together. The same with linen shirts. Like, linen shirts are so comfortable, oversized with some nice jewelry. Like, you could wear that. That is basically wearing button-up pajamas all day.
So true.
But it looks nice, and you will feel, you know, more put together. I actually think the fashion for spring summer is so geared towards people who work from home and want to be comfy.
yeah, it's so true.
Because it is, it's all wide leg, you know, slouchy, like natural fabrics. There's so much around.
Have a look at, as well, I don't know if anybody listening has downloaded the LTK app, but LTK is called Like to Know It. And as a consumer, you can kind of go and have a look at various people that you think are stylish and that you follow. And they've got their shops there where they sort of create, I don't know, like mood boards and montages of like, you know, lovely little fashion pieces that inspire them. And they pull whole looks together so that you can see what they look like. And like, for example, Frankie Bridge is killing it.
Yeah,
like, she's great, absolutely killing it at the moment. Her LTK shop is really great because it kind of shows like a baseball cap with a t-shirt and a pair of jeans and a trainers and then a jacket over the top, and you can see it. It's almost like you're there. So that's also quite a good little tip.
Yeah, no, that is a really good idea. And actually use Pinterest use Instagram like a Pinterest board where you save down, you know, all the people that you like, and then you can kind of like curate like your sort of look from other people. I do think like there's so much inspiration out there.
Victoria says, tops to wear with high-waisted shorts, too high to tuck in or not?
Oh, I feel like this is a you question.
I mean, of course not. You can tuck whatever you want into high-waisted shorts. I like a half tuck, I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing a nice white linen shirt with a pair of high-waisted denim shorts, like a mum short, I'd sort of do a half tuck at the front, tuck one side in and keep the other side out. And then it's sort of a bit out at the back as well. So I think shirts look really great. I think you can wear oversized t-shirts with high-waisted shorts. I think the trick with high-waisted shorts is not to, we're not talking, you know, you're not talking like, what were those, like hot pants. We're talking like really nice, chic, smart, high-waisted shorts. They're going to be everywhere this summer.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got your classics in like your denims, and Mango and Zara are kind of like my go-to for them. But then also all the other materials as well. And just think, you know, Pretty Woman, when she gets all dolled up and she's in that blue, electric blue short suit?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't get much chicker than that. That's a high-waisted short.
Yeah, I was going to say there's so many short suits around, like tailoring, like they're almost like slightly looser. And I think with that, like you can those sorts of shorts, you can definitely tuck in like 1,000,000%. Yeah. It's just what you feel comfortable in as well, isn't it really? Like I do think probably not a tight high-waisted short and a tight top.
No.
I think you've got to always balance things out. So if you're going like looser on the top, you know, you're tight on the bottom, whatever. But
balance it out is a good tip there, George.
Let's go for it. Should we just do one more? Yeah. So let's finish up on this one. I'm looking for a caramel coloured trench, not cropped.
Love a trench.
You do love a trench, don't you?
Oh, bloody love it. I just think you can't go wrong.
You can't. And there are like literally so many around. So it's obviously going to depend on how much you want to spend.
Yes. Like,
but I do think, right, a trench is going to see you through for years and years and years. So I do think if you can invest, like not mental amounts of money, but, you know, £150, £160, like an And Other Stories or a Mint Velvet premium high street, you are going to get the wear out of it and it's going to last. And I think those two places are good for that sort of thing for sure.
And they come, I think a good thing about a trench is that you can dress it up and dress it down. Like it is the coat that you can wear to the park with the kids with a pair of trainers, but you can also wear it to work with a really great pair of tailored trousers, a nice top and some heels. It's so versatile. And like Georgia says, there's so many around. I've just got the, it's like a belted long line one from M&S. It was £79, which I think is kind of a good price point
that
for
is
it.
A really
quality
good price.
Feels amazing.
M&S, you know the quality is going to be really good. Yeah,
really, really great. And it's a slightly lighter, so it's not like a deep caramel. It's a slightly lighter one, which I quite like. I've also got the one from New Look, which was obviously a little bit cheaper.
Oh,
it was around under £50, something like that.
It really depends. I mean, Sainsbury's have a great one, like two at Sainsbury's. Like it depends, doesn't it? It really depends. But I do think you're going to be spoilt for choice because there are some amazing ones. I just would look, if you want it to look more premium, look at the details. So look at the detail on the belt, you know, like the And Other Stories one, for instance, like I know has a really nice buckle on it and the buttons look
gorgeous.
A lot more sturdy. Like I think they can look cheap when they're creased, obviously, but also when the buttons aren't, they just look, you know, cheap. If the buttons look a bit rubbish, that's what is going to, it's not going to look as premium. Whereas if you go, even an M&S one, like you said, £79, the buttons look they're just a bit sturdier and they just look nicer. And overall, because it's so simple, it just elevates the look. So yeah, just look for the details, I would say.
Love that. Thank you so much. Spring Fashion Q&A part 2 done. Thank you for sending in all of your questions. Hopefully we've helped you out with a little bit of inspiration taking us into warmer months. And as always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe, and please give our podcast a follow.
Yeah, and if you've got any feedback on this Q&A or any others you'd like us to do, then drop us a DM on Instagram. We're on @MadeByMamas and we'll be back on Tuesday.
Made by Mamas is an Insanity Studios production. Today's episode was produced by the wonderful Charlotte Mason.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.